And now, the Great Pumpkin. He, she, it. The Great Pumpkin is here.
I'll have the smashed pumpkin ale, pumpkin pie shots, pumpkin wine. Do you have pumpkin lip gloss?
Ooh, pumpkin cider.
Pumpkin poppers? Pumpkin chicken fingers where you dip them into pumpkin?
Do you have this in pumpkin? Do you guys take pumpkin?
Pumpkin.
Pumpkin?
Pumpkin.
Pumpkin.
Pumpkin. Pumpkin. Pumpkin. Pumpkin.
Pumpkin.
Pumpkin.
I think we get it. The New York-based comedy group called Buzz Off Lucille having some fun with the flavor of the month. Is it just a month? I count maybe 3 months. Flavor of the months. Pumpkin is a fave for some of you guys out there.
Pretty much anything pumpkin, from pumpkin pie, pumpkin ice cream, pumpkin donuts, and of course the pumpkin spice latte from that national chain we all know of.
Thanks, Tessa from Warren, Michigan. All those are available starting right about now. Other listener favorites, pumpkin pancakes, pumpkin roll, pumpkin bread, something called pumpkin crunch, basically dump cake, the listener writes, but with pumpkin pie filling. Okay. Down in Florida, Tequesta Brew Company's pumpkin ale. Last year, more than 60 pumpkin-related dishes appeared on the menus of America's top 250 chain restaurants. And according to the restaurant industry analyst Data Essential, 2012 is on track to break last year's records. Why, we ask. Felix Salmon is a finance blogger at Reuters, joining us now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. You missed the biggest of them all, actually. I've discovered if you don't just look at chain restaurants, but you look at all restaurants, the single most popular pumpkin dish is pumpkin curry.
Is that right?
Who knew?
Now, what is this about? Is this getting rid of a gigantic surplus of pumpkins that appears periodically and restaurants are motivated because pumpkin is cheap to create all kinds of pumpkin dishes? Or
you
is
would
this
think,
demand-driven?
Wouldn't you? And indeed, there is a pumpkin glut this year. We have almost twice as many pumpkins as we had last year. But in fact, that has nothing to do with it. Because if you look at the dishes which everyone is rolling out this time of year, it turns out they don't have any pumpkin in them. That pumpkin is a way of saying sugar and nutmeg and clove and cinnamon and all those autumnal spices. It's not really about pumpkin at all.
So pumpkin is a nutmeg platform.
Pumpkin is a sugar platform with a bunch of spices sprinkled on top.
So that means you couldn't do this with, say, blueberries. We've been asking our listeners what else they would yearn to have come round. Are there limitations as to why this is pumpkin?
The unfortunate effect that you actually need to use the physical blueberries in order to be able to taste them. Whereas people don't actually like the taste of pumpkin. They like the taste of fall. They like the taste of warmth and orange, but they don't actually like pumpkin. So people don't use pumpkin in those pumpkin dishes a lot of the time.
Talking with Felix Salmon, who's a finance blogger at Reuters. So what does this do to the economy? Just add calories to people's bloodstream?
That pumpkin spice latte is 480 calories, which is 17 slices of bacon.
Oh my goodness. What about more savory? I mean, I guess the pumpkin curry, if that's so popular, sugar isn't the explanation there.
Right. I haven't quite got to the bottom of this pumpkin curry phenomenon because I've never seen it anywhere. I'm assured by Seamless, the food delivery company, that they're really big on pumpkin curry, but I haven't managed to quite work out how that could possibly be the case.
Well, that could be one of those population distortion things, right?
Quite possibly.
So, Felix, you know, I'm scared to ask you. I'm assuming you just hate pumpkin. Do you have a favorite?
A favorite pumpkin?
Pumpkin dish, pumpkin anything.
I like the idea of pumpkin as much as the next guy, actually. And I'll have a pumpkin ale, you know. They could be quite tasty.
Having a pumpkin ale with me this morning, Felix Salmon, finance blogger at Reuters. Give us your favorite pumpkin dish or imagined pumpkin dish at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With 3 updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.